Robert, last year you set a pretty high standard with completion percentage, and this year the numbers aren't quite there, and I can imagine there's a variety of reasons. Maybe it's miscommunication or footwork or just missing an open guy. Just want your perspective on that, why you think the numbers might be down and what you can do to get it back up.
Oh, that's exactly what you said. It's a matter of miscommunications. There's some missed throws in there. There's some drop passes. And all that accumulates into what the stats say. But it's a long year. And we got a chance to make sure that those numbers do get back up, and we'll make sure it does.
Pierre said that some of those miscommunications are a little baffling, considering how much you guys are back. So are you concerned by those? What do you attribute them to?
I'm not concerned by them. You know, it is frustrating. You know, when you have a situation like we had there in the red zone. But you have to move on from those things. You can't let those things linger in your head. So, you know, for us, we do practice so hard at that kind of stuff, and we just got to be on it on game day.
Do you feel like you guys are on the same page overall?
Yeah, I mean, we all want to win. And I think all those guys know what they're supposed to do. They know where they're supposed to be. And sometimes it just doesn't happen that way, and we have to make sure we limit that.
One of the things you'd said in your press conference is you wanted to get back to doing what got you here. What do you mean by that? What does that comment mean?
It just means you can't lose faith in who you are. You can't lose confidence in what you've done to get to the level that you're at. You know, countless number of players, you never forget what got you to where you are. And that's all I'm saying. It's not a shot at anything else, and or at the coaches or anybody or anything like that. It's just saying, look, I got to be the guy that I know that I am.
As far as running the ball, it seemed to us like you were much quicker, able to get the edge in ways you weren't the first four games. Do you agree with that, and how do you assess the way you ran the ball? I mean, the yardage, the carries were way different than what we've seen previously.
Yeah, the yardage was different, and it was one of the questions I got after the game. And, you know, I was really just talking about running the ball. Everybody wants me to slide and get out of bounds and do that whole thing. And for me, it's just about I can't really listen to that. It's not that you ignore it. I understand that people are concerned. But at the end of the day, you have to go out there and play with your instincts. And so when you say I was more instinctive, it's just because I let my instincts take over as opposed to let me run out of bounds, you know, so everyone doesn't get mad at coach or something like that. So I just was more instinctive, or mad at me, or whatever they want to say. Just more instinctive running the ball and just playing football. I think it was, and, you know, it's not a bad thing. I can still go out there and play with instincts and slide and get out of bounds. And but, you know, this team needs me to do more to help them win and help us win. So that's what I got to do. And, you know, I'll still go out there and protect myself. But it's not that it was a bad thing the first couple of games. Maybe it was a good thing, and now I can move on from it.
Success that you had last season, is there pressure for you this year to be that same guy or be better than you were last year? Do you kind of have to understand what you went through this offseason and put that in perspective?
There's just an expectation. Whenever you play the way we played as an offense in general, not just myself, but moving the ball, making big plays, putting points on the board, whenever you play like that and you come back the next year and you don't play like that and your quarterback has a significant knee injury in the offseason, you know, the scrutiny is going to be there. But I think for a lot of guys in this locker room, you know, nothing's ever been easy for us. As far as in life, it's never been given to us. You know, some guys in this league get a break, and some guys don't. And with all the scrutiny going on with our team as far as the name, you know, my knee injury, the way we started the season, all that stuff can pile up. And the good thing about the locker room is that we do have a strong locker room. And Coach says it all the time, we have too much character on this team to fold. And Fletch said it today. You know, I saw what he said. You know, we have the guys in the locker room, and we have the ability to dig ourselves out of this hole, and I think we will. I think the league, yeah, I think the league does evolve, but at the same time, I have to be that guy, and there's no pressure, none whatsoever. You just got to go out and play football, and that's what I was talking about after the game, just getting back to being me. And just, you know how to play the game. You know, listen to your coaches, go through that whole thing, and just go out there and play and have fun, and that's what it's about. So it's not that there's pressure to be a certain guy or have a certain amount of numbers. I could care less about the numbers as long as we win. And, you know, if we win games, all's good.
Robert, was the running the last thing you needed to see before you felt like you were back to where you wanted to be, or do you still feel like – you're not quite where you want to be yet?
I mean, I think that's for everyone else to see. You know, I think I've been fine. Like I said, I just ran with more instincts in the past game, and it showed up with the numbers and just the big plays we're able to make, you know, with myself running and then Alfred getting some big runs there too. So I think it's good for everyone on the team to see that and feel like I'm back.
One of the areas you had success with last year was in the red zone, not as much this year as an offense. What do you feel are the reason for the struggles down there?
You know, to put it quite simply, we just got to score. We moved the ball really well on Sunday night, 400 yards of total offense, and you don't ever really see that with just 16 points. We had a lot of field goals, and we just can't do that. It's just that simple. When we get down there, we have to execute, and we have to make plays. So just go score points. That's what we got to do.
How is your knee right now compared to week one?
The farther you get away from surgery, the better you'll feel. So I'll feel better every day.
Did Dallas begin to defend you any differently after you started getting some large gains? And do you think after rushing for 77 yards, the Bears and future teams will now start respecting your ability to run again now?
I think teams will. Dallas did. They just put Sean Lee in the middle and had him spy me the rest of the game. And, you know, teams will choose what they want to do. You know, Dallas played a lot of man coverage there for most of the game, a lot of single safety, brought a lot of guys down in the box to stop Alfred running the ball. And then when I started running the ball, they left Sean Lee in the middle of the field to spy me, and they can open things up on the outside. So teams will have to pick their poison, pick what they want to take away, and whatever they take away, we have to go to the other thing and have to rely on that.
There were times when you had talked about using your legs to extend plays more so. And then this past week looked like you were making more, you know, you were cutting loose. Did you feel like after the first couple of weeks it wasn't enough for you to just use your arm and you had to run, or what kind of went into you just cutting loose?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just – I know people, you know, think that it was after the bye week I just felt better and that's why I did it. It was just more of I feel like that's what I have to do. And, you know, that's what I've always had to do. You got to use every ability that you have. Break the pocket. You know, we broke the pocket a couple times, hit some guys down the field, you know, with the defense collapsing on me. And then there's a couple times where you just take off and you go. And it's a healthy mix of that, a healthy mix of just executing the plays that are called, running the ball, and then scoring touchdowns. And you can't – I mean, it's just unacceptable to have 422 yards and not score as many touchdowns as we should have.
Robert, there's been so much talk about you running and all, and how you're feeling and all that. Are you still feeling the effects from a passing perspective of not having an off season and leading the league in mental reps, as you said? Do you feel it now, or do you think that's kind of long past you?
No, I don't feel that. You know, we've had to throw the ball a lot more than we would like in drop back situations. And, you know, at times we've executed and at times we haven't. And we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those situations where we have to throw the ball that many times, you know, 40, 50 times a game. And that's just not what we're built to do. You know, we're built to do certain things, and we can switch it up within that. But one of those is not dropping back 50 times a game.
No matter if you guys are winning or losing, you always answer your questions with, you just want to have fun. You know, you always end with whatever you're talking about with, you just want to have fun. You certainly had a lot of fun last year when things were going well. Are you having fun right now? Would you categorize this as what you want to be, where you want to, what you want to be doing?
Yeah, I think fans and just people in general will sit there and say, "Well, you're sitting there at 1-4, you know." And one of you guys asked me, "How is life?" And I say, "It's great," because you know we get to come out here and play a game that we love. And you can't let anybody steal your joy. You can't let your record steal your joy. The only way to get away from being 1-4 is to go out and win football games. And you do that by having fun. You come out to the practice field ready to go. You have a smile on your face, and people say, "Well, how can you smile when you're sitting there at 1-4? Because that's all you have to do. I mean, if I come out here with a frown on my face, you know, no one's going to want to be around me. No one's going to want to play hard for me. So I have to be that leader in that respect and put that smile on my face, get the energy up in practice so we can get ourselves out of this hole.
That being said, a win this weekend, what does this do for this season? What does this do for this team? How does this take you to the next level, or at least turn it around?
Yeah, it's big. You know, it's big for us to get a win. There's no doubt about it. We got to go out there with the mindset that there's no way we're going to lose this game, and Chicago's going to come in here and, you know, try not to let us win that game. But it's not even about them. You know, they're a great team. They got a lot of great players. We just got to go out there, accept the challenge, and not just go out there and compete. We got to go out there to win.
Yeah, you got the ball to Jordan Reed a lot, especially in the first half. You just talk about, you know, he seems to be emerging. Can you talk about what you see out of him and how he's improved so far this year?
Yeah, I got to spend a lot of time with Jordan in the offseason. You know, he was recovering from an injury as well, so he was a friendly target for me to get some reps in. And he's just done a great job of learning fast. He's a dynamic player, great after the catch, great hands. A guy that has a wide catch radius. And the greatest thing he's done is just he accepted his role early on in the year. And, you know, he took his catches here and there, took his plays here and there. And now that he's becoming more of a starter for us, he can be dynamic. And there's definitely ways you can use him, not only in the pass game. He's a good blocker, too. So that's the great thing. He's just not a guy that you bring in throwing situations and throw him the ball. He's a guy you can put in there and keep teams off balance because he'll run block, too.
Robert, you guys, you had the two unnecessary roughness penalties the other day with Barry Church hitting you right on the edge of the, around the white there. I remember a couple of weeks ago against the Lions, you had, I think it was Sheen Mathis coming down too, and he kind of pulled up and didn't want to hit you because he didn't want to be that guy. Where is that fine line? And do you think it's starting to become more obvious now as you're running that there's going to be a way that guys are going to call this? And how do you try to figure out what they're going to call versus what they're not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I was trying to draw the penalty on Rasheen there, and he's a smart player. He didn't hit me. You know, good for him. You know, move on from that. But, you know, in a rivalry game against the Cowboys, you know, Barry Church is not going to pull off from that. You know, I gave him a little move there before I went out of bounds, but it's clearly out of bounds. He hit me, and, you know, it does suck. But some guys are going to take those penalties, and it's hard to walk that line. And you always got to try to protect yourself. I know I was going out of bounds another time, and Brandon Carr, you know, went low at my legs. Not anything dirty, but, you know, I had to move out of the way, and you just got to be aware of those things. The sideline is your friend, and you can get out of bounds at the sideline, but a lot of defensive players, they just really don't care. Sometimes they're going to still get that hit on you.
To switch gears completely too, what's the nature of your relationship with Charles Tillman?
Charles hates when I tell this story, but he came back to Cove when I was in seventh grade and played basketball with us. So it was pretty cool. I was, you know, a young kid, you know, excited to meet Charles Tillman from Coppers Cove, Texas. And he's always been a great guy. He came back a lot, you know, spent time with us, you know, gave us a lot of advice. And, you know, he's a guy that I talk to, big inspiration, and he's a great player. You know, I look forward to playing against him in a regular season game. He's got great instincts. He's one of their best players. But we can't allow him to do what he does best, just like they're going to try to stop us from doing what we do best.
To follow up on what Zach was asking, if you're heading toward the sideline and you start to pull up, the defender starts to pull up not to get a foul, do you see the opportunity sometime to – stop and stay in bounds and go another 15, 20 yards?
There is that opportunity sometimes, but the two situations that we're talking about, I don't think there was. With Rasheen, I kind of stopped well inside inbounds to try to get him to hit me, and he didn't. And he said, I'm not taking that penalty, Griff. And I said, I got you, man. And, you know, with Barry, it was more I was out of bounds. You know, I didn't slow down at all. I kind of gave him a move and then stepped out of bounds, and he hit me. So there'll be situations, and I think that is why guys don't want to pull up. I think it's happened in the past. I don't know if with Mike Vick or someone like that who's run to the sideline, stopped, and then got 20 more yards because the guy runs out of bounds trying not to hit the quarterback. So that could be a reason.
And I need to switch up and ask you about the Bears, the Baylor Bears. A lot of teams will come, mediocre teams will have a great couple of years and then flame out and mm-hmm. plateau again. Mm-hmm. Baylor's been able to maintain it with a variety of personnel since you left. Just from your observation, why is that? And I assume a lot of it has to do with the coach.
Yeah, you know, Coach Browse is a great coach. He gets guys to and he talked to me when I was there, and he told me, you know, some coaches can get you to play for them. And he's a coach that can get you to play for him and with him. He's a great motivator. He's got a great staff there. And it was a foundation. When we got there, we went 4-8, and then went 4-8 again. And then we went 7-6, 10-3. And, you know, they're continuing to rise and continuing to do well. The foundation was built. A lot of the guys that I went to school with, skill position-wise and even offensive linemen, are in the league today or were at one time. So they get players, they develop them, and it's just it's about a choice. You got to make a choice if you want to be great, and that's what they teach there.
Last
about the Chicago Bears. How has their defense changed now that Lovie's not there? And what do you see in general about what they're trying to do to attack offenses?
Yeah, you know, only been in the league 1 year. I know Lovie. Lovie is a great coach, and you know, he had definitely left them some players to that can definitely ball out for the Bears. So they got a lot of great personnel. You know, Peppers is still one of the best. Lance Briggs can bring it, and they've got all guys all around the field. Tim Jennings, Charles Tillman. You know, their safeties, their other linebackers. They just have a lot of playmakers on the field on defense, and we have to be able to rise up to the challenge and take advantage of it.
Teams watch film. They do what's successful the week before. Dallas played a lot of man coverage, and they did a pretty good job shutting you guys down. Chicago plays an eight-man box. Right. They're going to want to come up and press. How much is it on your receivers to separate, and then how much is it on you to go ahead and throw them open, I guess like Kyle would say, baller mode?
Right. It is up to us. We have to make the difference. They're going to see that Dallas played us in man coverage and that we didn't have the separation when we needed it, and I didn't make the throws when we needed it at times either. So we have to be able to make that difference. I talked to the receivers about it already this week, and we'll do that. You know, if they're going to come up and press us or if they're going to play off, whatever they decide to do, we have to be ready to take advantage of that. So it is on us.